Good morning.
A few times every year that when I give the shiurs, I feel tremendous sense of responsibility and achrayus. And one of those days of the year, one of the shiurs that I give, that I feel that way, is the Erev Shavuos Shmuz. Shavuos is a time that we, as individuals, as a nation, are going to be receiving and accepting the Torah. And as I'll see, it will show you in a moment, it's the Yom HaDin for Limud HaTorah. Specifically, in your situation, Shavuos is the Chag of Limud HaTorah and Hasmodah HaTorah and Kabbalah HaTorah. What better place to do it than in Yeshiva? Be'ezus Hashem, you all live about 120 years. Hopefully many of you will be zocher to learn Shana Bet. So how many years will you be able to have Shavuos in Yeshiva? Hopefully two. Some of you, one. 1 year in your entire life to have Shavuos in Yeshiva. There's nothing wrong with Shavuos in your communities, nothing wrong with it, but it's not Yeshiva. So I feel a tremendous responsibility to try to inspire you to make the next 4 days. Usually Shavuos is officially one day. But this year, Yuzocha, first of all, many of you are keeping Yom Tov Sheni, and if you're not, it's expected that the boys will be around. Who would want to leave on an Issu Chag of Shavuos, the Dalit Kosel Beis HaMedrash? We have an Erev Shabbos and a Shabbos, which certainly you're not supposed to articulate it, but you should certainly rest as much as you can on Shabbos. Not too much. There's plenty of time to rest and learn. So you can have extra strength to the night of Shavuos. But if this is the Yom HaDin of Shavuos and Kabbalah HaTorah, and you're in Yeshiva and you're in Yerushalayim, you're a Kodesh, some of you will have the schluss to go to the Kotel. Okay, some people, you want to, you know, daven there. It's a beautiful thing. Some people would rather daven, you know, with more, not that you can have kavana there, but perhaps in a place where it's not as tight, but both elu ve'elu divrei elokim chaim, both mahalchim are appropriate. But this is it. 4 days. And I want to give big yashikot to Rablowski for initiating the program of the Shavuos Challenge. You guys have the opportunity in the next 4 days to change your entire lives. Mamish. Shutuk Rashmo. It doesn't make a difference what you've done the last few months. It doesn't make a difference what your plans are for the future. 4 days of unadulterated, uninterrupted, straight learning as much as you can. Push it and see what happens afterwards. I want to make highlight three points that I want you to think about over the Shavuos. The Shlach Kodesh writes in the name of Tuelas Yaakov that the Jewish people are considered the fruits of the tree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kilu, Kaviyachol, the tree, and we are the fruits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that almost all of you look at the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah tells us that Shavuos is Yom HaDin for the Peros Eilim, for the fruits of the tree. So many misfortune in the Shlach. And the Malos HaTorah also says that we know the Torah is Eitz Chaim Hi L'Machaz Zikimba, sort of the Peros of the tree. The Chidushei Torah is an Eitz Mechadesh Torah to understand the Torah a little bit better. I'm going to quote to you from Rav Shach, who quotes the name of Yisrael Meltzer, who quotes the name of the Netziv, who quotes the name of the Ran, that Chag HaShavuos Hu Yom HaDin Al HaTorah. It's a Yom Din HaTorah. What does it mean? We're going to be judged how we've been in the past. But we know from Rosh Hashanah time, like by Yishmael, it's about Asher Husham, the way you are at that moment. That's how you're judged. We're not judged about the last few months. Some of us were tremendous Masmidim. Some of us were minor league Masmidim. Some of us weren't Masmidim at all. It's about Asher Husham, the way you are now. If you show up Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want to learn your Torah. I want to grow in Torah. I want to connect myself to Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, wow, I see you're into this. I'm going to give you tremendous Siyata Dishmaya the rest of the year, and if you take the hashpa, the influence that you, the impact that you accomplish these 4 days, these days of Shavuos, it influences your coming year. It's going to influence your entire life, your family, your descendants. The potential is tremendous. Everybody, we say over that the Torah was not necessary. The Torah was certainly given thousands of years ago, but we're not commemorating. An event that took place a long time ago. We're reliving Matan Torah. On Motzei Shabbos, Sunday morning, we are being given the Torah again anew. Right? When we say in the Shmoneh Esrei, we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu. We don't say Hazman Shenatnu Lanu Torah, the time that they gave the Torah, right, by Pesach. We don't say the Zman, the time when we left Mitzrayim, Zman Sheyatzana L'Cheirus. No. It's Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's in the air. Kabbalah HaTorah and the Sinas HaTorah, Maimon Har Sinai is in the air. And we're here. We're part of it. Every year, it's a new Kabbalah HaTorah. It says in the Pasuk, Moshe Yidaber Ve'elokim Yanenu B'kol. Moshe will speak. He continues to speak. It's a consistent Kabbalah Satorah. Imagine how inspired we would be if we were really involved in real Shloshes Me'Hagbalah took place in the Midbar. We're having our own Shloshes Me'Hagbalah. 3 days are getting prepared. We're focusing on Limud HaTorah. We're focusing on connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu, getting married to the Torah. This is our lives. What else is there in life? The Magen Avraham tells us, that we're judged on the fruit of the tree, and we should daven for the fruit, but we don't. Mishnah Berurah writes down, brings down the Magen Avraham that we're judged about the fruit of the tree, but it doesn't mention that we daven for it. We know that on Sukkot, when we're judged on the water, and on Pesach, when we're judged for grain, we daven for it. The same Tefillah Tal, Tefillah Segeshem. What's the Tefillah that we daven for Peres Ilan on Shavuos? That's the words of the same Kol Kenu B'Sorah Secha. We're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, give us our Chelek in Torah. What were we created for? We're created in this world. Ask yourself that question. But I'll tell you, you're created to learn Torah. You're certainly created to do many, many mitzvahs. Certainly, you know, at the right time, you go for a career and right time, get a job. But our real Mahus, who are we? We're B'nai Torah. We connect to the Torah. And that's, Rosh Hashanah is a tremendous Yom HaDin. On the perhaps the physical things that we need in life, but this is the Yom HaDin for Ruchnius and for Limud HaTorah. So that Nekuda is very important. You want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to be one of His outstanding soldiers when it comes to Limud HaTorah. But the only way you can do that is if He grants you Siyata Deshmaya for the coming year and for your entire lives. Take advantage of the opportunity. This is an opportunity you do not want to pass up. Shavuos in Yeshiva, the Yom HaDin for Torah, that's going to last a lifetime of Limud HaTorah. That's point number one. Point number two. It's brought down that we stay up all night. Why? Because our ancestors fell asleep the night before Matan Torah. Doesn't that sound a little strange? How could it be that this wonderful generation, of course, obviously, unfortunately, there were many pitfalls, many falls in the Midbar, but they're coming off Yetzias Mitzrayim, they're about to get the Torah, and they sleep the whole night? Sounds very strange. And because of that, to offset that, what do? We stay up all night. So the Gemara tells us, you know what the pshat is? The pshat is as follows. Besides Moshe Rabbeinu, who spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon him, all other nevuos were during the sleep. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, etc. All the nevuos took place while they were sleeping. So the Jews thought, we're not on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. We can't be awake to have the Nevuah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. His Baruch Hu is going to give us the Torah. He's going to talk to us. We have to be asleep. And that's why they were sleeping. But the truth is, when it comes to Limud HaTorah, we can be awake. The Nevuah Shechaim tells us when you're learning Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking directly to you. Mamish. Can you imagine? The last time you sat down to learn Gemara, with your Chavrusa, did you imagine that it's as if Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you with both of Atzmo? The pasuk tells us, "Minishikas piu," is referring to Kabbalah Satorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is kissing us. So I heard a shot last week from the Rav of my shul. He said that a kiss is unique. A kiss can only give a kiss to one person at a time. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mamish kissing each and every one of us. We thought the only way you can talk to Hakadosh Baruch Hu is if we're asleep. It's not true. You have the power if you're learning Torah. We're talking to Hakadosh Baruch Hu mamish. What would you rather do? Would you rather go waste time and do other things? Or have the opportunity to talk to the Boreal, the person who created this world, who sustains the world, who maintains the world, who gives you everything you have? That's what you're doing when you're learning Torah. Besides the fact, you know, in Chukos Shemayim L'Osamti, in the recent Yom Ha'Chukos Shemayim L'Osamti, if Torah were learning would cease to exist, the world would cease to exist. Which means an unbelievable thing, that when you're learning Torah, it doesn't make a difference thousands of people learning Torah elsewhere in the world. Packed inside, inherent in your Limud HaTorah, is the ability to sustain the entire world. When you read in the line of Gemara, do you think like that? Do you think that you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you think that you're sustaining the entire world with your Omer Abaye, Omer Rava, Mesul Nisiv Yom Arvi, Megillah Karim Yudalit, V'chulei, all the Mishnayos that you're learning? You're sustaining the world. Tzaruch says in the times of Ikkus of the Mashiach, the greatest Yetzirah is going to be the Yetzirah that you can't do it. That you're nobody. You do bad things. What impact do you have on the world? Not true. Every person who's learning Torah is sustaining the world. Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Hatzos Mufashos. You'll learn it in the Megillah. We're not saying that, of course, Chas V'Shalom, if somebody would be dying and you're in the middle of learning, of course, you're obligated to leave your learning and to save that person. Of course, no question about it. But when it comes to the value system, when you're learning, it's more valuable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than saving a life. Can you imagine? Do we think about that when we're learning? So many of us will say, you know what, Rabbi? I tried. Learning's not for me. So I'll answer it with the famous Tanadvei Elio, who meets a fisherman who's an Amoritz who doesn't know anything about learning, and he asks him, okay, so how are you a fisherman? And he explains to him all the ins and outs of how he makes the nets and how he catches the fish. And he says, for what you weren't created for, you were able to do, but what you were created for, you can't do, meaning you weren't created to be a fisherman per se, and you can still do it, but you were created to learn Torah. The same Chalukeinu B'Sar itself, each of us have a chelek in Torah. The Medrash Tanchuma, I think in Parshas Noach, says, at the end of that Medrash, he says, Kiyem Chayenu V'Archimenu. If you believe that your life depends on Yilim Rat Torah, just like you realize that being a fisherman is obviously life or death, meaning you can't live without providing for your family as a fisherman, if you understand that Torah is your life source, so then you push yourself. You could do it. You're created for this. Each and every one of us has a chelek in Torah. There's no such thing that I can't do it. Perhaps, as I've said very often, in the name of Rav Asher Zelig Rubinstein Zatzal, right? You can't taste the strawberry shortcake if it's still true experiment. That's the mashal. The nimshal is very obvious. If you're involved and your heart is in other distractions, and I don't need to list all the distractions. Certainly, in May, June time, there's always similar distractions when it comes to following sports, and there are 3,000 distractions. So you can't say to God, God, I wasn't built for Torah because I just can't do it. Did you try to get rid of the spirit? I'm begging you for 4 days, get rid of this pyramid. I understand there's certain teams that are involved. Okay, so try your best. Try a little bit. A little bit of Mesiras Nefesh. For the Torah. After 120, it's all going to be about Torah and Mitzvah. It's not going to be about who won, who lost. It's not going to be about that. The Chosin Yeshuas writes an unbelievable thing. Anybody here who thinks, I tried and I can't do it, you know what he says? It doesn't take that long. He writes this, as a quote. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky advises all Bachrim who want to work on their Hasmada to read this Sefer. And you know what he says in the Sefer, and I quote, it takes a few weeks, and maybe some people months, to become a Masmid, to become diligent in Limud HaTorah. And I want to, don't be scared. By the way, if you become a Masmid, you'll still be able to go to college, and you'll still be able to earn a profession, and you'll still be able to provide for your families. I'm telling you, it's not a contradiction. But your life will be Torah. It won't interfere with any other dreams that you may have. And right now, it's not your concern. Right now, we're in Yeshiva for 4 days. And then we have a few weeks afterwards. You have a lifetime of Limud Torah. I just want to say a story I read many years ago. It stuck out. I don't know all the details, but I'll give you the basic outline. I think it's in a Rabbi Cohn book or a Rabbi Spiro book. It's about a young man who goes to visit a guy in an old age home. And I think he has a roommate. So when he visits him, he learns with him. He learns with him for, let's say, half hour to an hour every time he visits, and there's a guy next to him that's always sad and somber. And after a few weeks or a few months, he asks him, what's wrong with you? What's wrong? What bothers you? And he says, he looks at the other guy, who's the old man in the old age home, who's able to learn, and he says, he has everything and I have nothing. Can you imagine that while he's still alive? Allah has time to come afterwards. How could it be? How could it be that he has everything and I have nothing? You can have everything in the world. You just got to apply yourself and learn. It may take a few weeks, a few months. What else do we have in life? You think in the end, when you're 80 years old, you know, 120 years old, you know, all this other stuff is going to matter? I'm not saying you can't have fun. We know that in Pirkei Avos, there are 48 ways of wisdom, the 48 Kinyani Torah, and some of it is miyut tzchok. And the Gra says you need to have a little bit of joking around, you need to have a little bit of sleep. And it's not a negative. It's a positive. You need to have a little bit of fun. There's no question about it. But you're who are you? You're a Ben Torah. Who are you? You're a Masmid. You want to become one with the Torah. And it's not that hard. You can do it. The Yetzer Hara is telling you, you can't do it. You can. Just sit down. Just sit down and drop your shoulder and get into it. And there's no better time to feel it for 4 days. Just block out everything for 4 days. Just do it and see how it feels. On that note, I want to say the third point. Also, this is also on the Rabbi Waxman tape. And I know most of you probably got the email I sent you. I'm telling you, if you listen to the first shiur, it will change your life. I don't know if it counts for hours, but I'm telling you it'll change your life. And the second one, if you have time, you should also listen to that as well. And if you didn't get the email, see me, and I'll send it to you. He says as follows, from Rus. Rus, when she converts, she says, Kasha telchi elech, kasha telini olin, amich ami elokayach elokay. And Rashi says, that when she says, the way you walk, the way you sleep, I'll sleep, it's talking about the Isser of Tchum Shabbos, and the Isser of Yichud. So he asks the Kasha, I don't know who he quotes from. So I would tell you, you're not allowed to walk past 2,000 amos in Shabbos, so she should have said, the way you don't walk, I won't walk. And when they told her about the Isser of Yichud, she should have said, the way you don't sleep, I won't sleep. But Rus understood what it means to be a Jew. There's no such thing as an oppression. A restriction is only an enhancement of my life. The way you go, I'll go. Of course, who wants to walk out of Tchum Shabbos? Who wants to be involved in those negative things? The way you sleep, I'll sleep. I don't want to be involved in Yichud. It's all positive. How do we look upon the Torah mitzvos? Is Torah mitzvos a restriction? It's certainly not. Look around at the Gdolei Yisrael that we have. Look at your Rabbanim. Do they look like they're missing out on life? Because they observe Shabbos, the spirit of Shabbos. They don't play ball on Shabbos. They don't do other things on Shabbos. Are they missing out? Certainly not. Are they missing out because they don't watch this and they don't watch that? Certainly not. It's not a restriction. It's an enhancement of your life. Many of us, we grow up in Western society, we think, oh, if we can't turn our light on Shabbos, if we can't play ball on Shabbos, if we can't do all the things that we're not allowed to do, we're missing out on life. Look at all these things. It looks like the glitz and glamour we're missing out. You're not. Rus knew better. Rus was a Moabi. She was non-Jewish. She understood. This is great to be part of Klal Yisrael, to have these restrictions. And so an unbelievable idea about Shavuos this morning. In the name of Rav Sternbach Shlita, he says as follows. He says that one of the reasons why it's called Shavuos is because until they got the Torah, the three mitzvahs that they got in Mara were Shabbos, Milah, and Dinim. Shabbos just meant that they could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on one day a week. They were missing out. Shavuos comes from the language Shavuah, that now that they got the Torah, their entire week is filled with Torah and mitzvahs. It's not just about Shabbos and Milah, which happens once in their life, and Dinah, which has to do when they have court issues. No, it's Shavuot, because Shavuot, we now have a life. If you look around the world, right? You read, people read garbage. What's going on the outside? Figure out, what's going on there? It's the same. There's no news. There's nothing going on. Can you imagine what it's like not to be a Jew? What do they live for? What a schus! We have a Shavuot. We have Shavuot. We have a full week. A full week filled with Torah mitzvahs. We have a day with brachos and tefillah and learning and go to the bathroom. What a privilege! What a privilege to be Jewish, to have gotten the Torah, that we can have a worthwhile, fulfilling life. Think about it. I also used to like sports. Okay, I can relate. Like, that's life. Okay, for 10 years they play. Then what? What's the life? You guys are zoched to be part of Klal Yisrael. And beyond, not only part of Klal Yisrael, you guys are the slight percentage we heard this past week from Rabbi Weil about the Frum, right? You're the Orthodox, and you're the ones who had the schus of learning yeshiva, and you're in Yerushalayim for a regel, for a Shavuos. You guys should be flying out and jumping out of your skin. Mamish! Mamish! What an opportunity! What an opportunity! You ever think about it? The percentage of Jews in the world, percentage of people that are Orthodox, percentage of Jews that you're in yeshiva, you're shlaim, you're a kodesh, the chag of Shavuos. And who, and we aspire to be like people who didn't get Shavuos? It may seem daunting. How can we ever, what do we know already? Look at him, look around. Everybody else knows so much more Torah. What can we do? What's it going to help? It's another pshat in Shavuos, right? Waxman says over. Shavuos is an oath. It's like pledging allegiance. You pledge allegiance to the United States of America. And what do? You become part of it. Did you do anything for the nation? Okay, you pay a little taxes. Did you fight on the front lines of the United States of America? No. But when you pledge allegiance, you take a shavu, you take an oath, you become part and parcel of the nation. When we make a commitment tomorrow, on Sunday morning, Motzei Shabbos, the next few days, we're supposed to make a commitment. We want to be one with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We want to be one with the Torah. We pledge an oath. The Torah is too great for us. But all you have to do is take an oath. We take a Shavuah. That's Shavuah's lesson. Shavuah. I pledge allegiance to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the Torah, to learning Torah. And I think, if you open up your heart, if you open up your mind, you think a little bit about what it means to be a Jew, what it means to be a Ben Torah. This is life. Ki heim chayein v'erachemenu. As the Mishnah always says, Ashrecha v'olam hazeh v'ashrecha v'olam haba. Don't, I've said it before, I'll say it again. We all grow up thinking that, you know, you see, everything is glitz and glamour. Every commercial, I've said this over before, I once went to like a chinuch training thing, and the mashgiach from Neve Tzion, I think he's the one who said it, somebody said it. He said, this is the least happy world. It's the least happy, I'm sorry, it's the least happy generation. Why is it the least happy generation? What's his proof? He said, all the rates are up. Right? Substance abuse, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, divorce, all these, everything's up. Why? Because we grow up in a society, we look on the TV, we look on the commercials, if you don't drive this car, if you don't have this house, if you don't have this, I don't know what, if you don't have this lawnmower, this, I don't know what, if you don't have this apparatus, then you can't be happy. It's not shaykh. Only if you have all these things, then you're happy. Baloney! If you live a fulfilling life of doing the right thing, then you're happy. Rabbi Waxman says another unbelievable thing, in another tape, I believe, that our souls have a unbreakable bond with the Torah. It's just there. Our neshama, we're chelik elokim yimal. We come from a kadosh baruch hu. We're even from the kisei hakavod, and we have a shidduch. Of course, we have a physical shidduch with Bezos Hashem with your spouse, but we have our soul has a shidduch with who? With the Torah and a kadosh baruch hu. Yisrael v'yaretz l'kudosh baruch hu chadhu. We're one. And how do we look upon it? I said this last year Shavuos. I think he got. I had like a 40-year-old cousin here in Eretz Yisrael. What it's so sad to be all alone his whole life. Never find his matching. I'm not sure if last year was he was engaged already, but I think he was engaged. But can you imagine if your soul lived its whole life without its match, just like a human being who stays single his entire life? It's so sad. Your soul is also like that. Your soul is yearning for more Torah. So in summary, we're approaching Yom HaDin of our Ruchnis. And you have this opportunity in Yeshiva. You can have an influence on not only the next 4 days, the next year, your entire lives of Torah. Number two, you could do it. You have a chelik in Torah. Just push. Just push a little bit. So you come to purify yourself. Kodesh Baruch Hu helps you. Damit Hashem. They say in some yeshivas that Avar Rabban Shavuos morning takes an hour. Could you beg Hashem, you cry Hashem, please help me. I'm trying. That we ask Hashem for so many physical things. We need parnasa, we need health. How many times do we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, please help me understand this? Enlighten my eyes with your Torah. Ask Hashem for help. I can't do it. Yes, you can. Push yourself in diamond. And number three, we have to change our frame of mind. Torah is not oppressive. The mitzvah is not oppressive. We're not missing out when we don't go to bad places. Rachel was sad on them that they need to go to bad places that the next day don't. It means nothing to them. Every second of learning Torah, if you have the right approach, if you're just told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're sustaining the world. And you're right, it's not easy. It's not easy to learn Torah. It's not easy. It's certainly not at the beginning. But we have Avtacha. If you push yourself after a few weeks, a few months, and hopefully even perhaps after 4 days of Shavuos, you'll taste the sweetness of Torah as Dovra Melcha, and you say it every week. It's Mesuki Midvash. Who do you think is right? Us who say Torah is not sweet, or Dovra Melcha says Mesuki Midvash? What's he talking about? Certainly behooves us to spend the next 4 days trying to find out if we're right or Dovra Melcha's right. Is it Mesuki Midvash? Is it sweetest honey? Kodesh Baruch Hu should help all of us. Bizocha. To Mekabel Torah Be'ava and Besimcha. And we should all become the best B'nai Torah we can be. Have a wonderful Shabbos, wonderful Yom Tov.